Welcome, and thank you for joining us next to the campfire here. We appreciate your interest into the squash story. To get this episode kicked off, I would like to introduce the short story. So grab your favorite blanket, curl up to the campfire, and listen to The Code.
Yours are on backwards.
Today, I'm going to tell you a story about a detective. 30, 40 some odd years ago, there was a string of killings. About 15, they happened within a 12-month time span. And this man, this detective, was Sherlock level. I mean, just a genius when it comes to finding clues and evidence and being able to piece together everything. Well, unfortunately, this particular killer that he had encountered that committed this string of killings, he didn't leave anything except a letter at each killing. Now, the detective, he couldn't figure anything out because with this letter, I mean, it was a full-page letter. But you couldn't read it. It was written in a language with so many different glyphs and symbols and everything else, and you couldn't decipher it whatsoever. And the detective collected each and every single one of these letters over the 12-month time span. 15 sheets he had, and he couldn't decipher a single one of them. And these killings just stopped. They just stopped. They never caught the guy. And the detective was so downtrodden, so ashamed. He almost took his life on a couple occasions. And then finally one day, he was sitting at his desk and he was looking over the letters. And his wife came in and said that she was going to go to the park with the dog. He said, okay. And he looked down at these letters. And he noticed something similar. It looked like all the letters had the same call sign, you know. And after looking at it and looking at it and looking at it and seeing what everything added up to be, he finally deciphered a little bit of this. What he was able to do was pull out a message from the letters. Unfortunately for him, the message was, once you figured this out, I already have your wife.
So, what do you think of that short story?
You know, I don't even care about the short story right now. Well, it's, I know that whenever this comes out, I gotta apologize to everybody. We set a deadline. We set a deadline. Mm-hmm. And it wouldn't be a Squatch Stories thing if we didn't screw that up. And you know what?
We screwed it up.
We screwed it up, guys. We're... you're the only fan base that I've apologized to the most. I mean, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired, y'all. I'm so sorry for being so sorry. Whenever this comes out, again, I want to apologize profusely because I screwed up the recording times this week. We were supposed to have two episodes recorded and presented to you. Our lovely following. Because you know what? We wanted to be back. We wanted to be back with just fierce, you know, roar. It didn't work. It didn't work. Instead, we came in like Squatch always does and just, sorry, guys. But we're back. We're back at it. We're trying again. It's been a long time. A long time since we've been able to sit here across from each other and talk about this stuff. We missed it, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm just gonna let me take the... Yeah, we missed it.
Well, I bet our fans understand with work, Corona, well, life.
And this is the thing. Okay, so I don't want to do crowdfunded shows because there's nowhere near the fan base to justify that. And it's not that you guys aren't willing. I'm sure most of you are, which would be amazing. But here, the thing is that we have full-time jobs. We have two kids. That's another full-time job apiece. And I've got my other podcast. I've got other shows and stuff coming up. We're trying this YouTube thing. And you know what? Squatch is spread thin. And because Squatch is spread so thin, that screwed up all this recording for this week, I was... dead. It's an over-exaggeration. I didn't die.
You just got sick.
I got sick. And no, I'm Rona free.
We hope.
It's just... we missed you guys. Like we always say on here, we missed you guys. Because you guys are awesome. Whoever is listening... whoever's watching, you guys are awesome. I always hear about it, and we love it. And so, again, apologies. I say sorry to you guys a lot, and I don't like it. I don't like it. But again, just, I understand that most of you understand. This is... not a sponsored show. This is not a funded show. This is just...
something that we do on our somewhat free time.
Somewhat free time. It's a hobby. That's what it is. And we love doing it. We love the fact that people listen. We love the fact that you guys watch. We do. And you know what? We're going to keep trying. But that's the best way we're going to get you. We're trying. Now, I'm not going to make any promises that we're going to do this every week for this next stint that we're going to do. We're going to try to do as much as we can. It might be two episodes a month. Just a heads up, because I don't want to get your hopes up and be like, oh, hey, we'll catch you next week or, you know. It might turn into a bi-weekly. It might turn into a monthly show. Just because we don't have the time.
Well, I mean, again, as you mentioned, everything else that's going on with our lives.
I already know what you're saying. I already know what you're saying.
Oh, you don't want to mention that.
So, Not yet. Anyways, we love you guys. We love your support. We appreciate your support. And enough with the mushy mushy. I'm so freaking sorry. Bullcrap. I'm horrible. We're horrible. We suck at our jobs. Well, it's not like you haven't heard that on this show before. Right? We're back. And we're going to try to stay a little bit more consistent. It may not be as the frequently as what we were trying to do, but we are going to stay consistent with what we're doing. Still check us out on Facebook every now and then for the little videos that everybody loves. Check us out on YouTube. You can find us on YouTube now at Squatch Shack. It's you can check out our sister show. It's a sports show with me and one of my other buddies, and we've talked about adding more shows to the channel and yada yada yada. I'm tired. Okay, that's my spiel. And for everybody watching this, go over to the page and wish Constance a happy belated birthday. That was the whole reason for 326, was because that was her birthday.
My birthday.
And I screwed the pooch on that, too.
You didn't screw up my birthday. It was still a good birthday.
It was still a good birthday. Yeah. I was sick and dying in bed. It was not a good birthday. Don't let her lie to you.
It was a good birthday. For turning 30.
Supposed to be our return.
It's fine. Whatever. Whatever.
Okay. So with this new format of the video and whatnot, you get to see Constance's pretty face.
If you can get buttons working.
If I can get buttons to work. Are you? Come on. There we go. Constance, take it away. What the heck does the code have to do with today's episode?
Well, today's episode is going to be the mysterious Zodiac Killer.
Dun, dun, dun.
Don't you have a button for that?
I could.
I thought you did.
I could.
I thought you did. It's a Julie. Oh, he's going to see.
Let's see
here. Oh, shit.
No. I don't have a button for it.
I guess what you do, Bert.
No, I don't have a button for it. All right, so Zodiac Killer, what you got for me?
The Zodiac Killer. There are very few unsolved mysterious mysteries or cold cases, they like to call it.
I'm listening.
The Zodiac Killer is one of them. The unknown perpetrator terrorized the San Francisco Bay Area in the late 1960s into the early 1970s. There is 5 confirmed deaths. 2 survive, but the there is 5 confirmed deaths. 2 survived by the Zodiac Killer. If that makes any sense, now that I'm saying it out loud, it doesn't to me. But
here, okay. So you're killing me on this because I'm editing video and audio.
So there's 7 total. But there's only 5 confirmed deaths and 2 survived.
Okay, 7 attacks.
Yes.
5 deaths.
2 survivors. Okay. So.
Okay. See, just numbers. I get it. I'm not great with numbers either.
Numbers and words and letters and.
Anyways, living. Come on. Those crickets.
In a letter, he actually claimed that he killed 37, but they could only confirm or to tie him to like the 4 murders.
You mean the 5?
Well, they were all couples, basically. Now you got to think about that.
Yeah. Okay. What? So there was 5 deaths total.
Yeah.
7 victims total.
Total.
Confirmed.
Yes.
Okay. And they only connected him to 4 murders?
Basically, right now. It's just hold your horses.
5 deaths.
Just hold your horses, okay? He would attack couples at the Lover's Lane. Okay. One was to believe to be attacked by the Zodiac Killer, but wasn't confirmed.
Okay.
Okay. The first couple were teenagers, David Arthur Fraudre and Betty Lou Jensen. Both were shot.
Go ahead. Sorry, the good old days when everybody had 3 different names.
Yeah, I know.
Betty Lou Sue Swanson.
Oh my God. Both was shot and killed on December 20th in 1968.
68, yeah. The good old days when everybody had 3 names.
Oh my God. The second pair were Michael Robin. Majuin.
Okay, let me see your notes.
Oh my God. My notes are like all scattered. Because I got scatterbrained too.
Well, it's Michael Renew. Megu?
See?
Darlene Elizabeth Farron. Well, her name was heck of a lot easier to freaking pronounce.
Than it is.
Yeah, by the way that you spelled it, it looks French, so.
Yeah. They were attacked on July 4th in 1969.
Mm.
But Michael survived the gun attack, but Darling died
Hold on. He was attacking these kids on Lover's Lane.
Really?
And the year was
1969. Shut up. Glad you're feeling better now.
No, A little bit. See, I was all down on myself, and now the dad jokes.
Oh, my God.
The immature little boy comes out.
Yeah.
The immature little squatch.
Yeah.
Anyways, so Michael survived.
He survived, but she passed away on going to the hospital.
Mm.
Okay. So on September 27th, 1969, Brian Calvin Hartland and Cecil Ann Shepherd were stabbed repeatedly.
Okay.
Brian also survived the 8 stab wounds to his back.
I don't know if you call it surviving or not. I mean,
yeah. That would be very painful.
Yeah, he lived.
But Cecil died 2 days after, or 2 days later from her injuries.
Mm.
So I'm going to assume that she got more, like, arteries and...
Well, if she died...
2 days after.
2 days, yeah.
Yeah. Last but not least, Polly Stein was 29 years old. He was shot and killed in his cab on October 11th, 1969.
So a single individual.
Yeah. That's what it kind of made it weird. Because he
doesn't
started,
fit the MO anymore.
Yeah.
So was the cab still out of Lover's Lane?
No.
No.
He was going like up and down by this time, like... San Francisco Bay area. So
he wasn't just hanging out in the one spot. No. So how many of the attacks actually happened at Lover's Lane?
By my understanding, it was just...
The first two. And then the rest of them took place other than...
Yeah.
Okay.
Because...
So the cabbie... is the only one that doesn't fit the description for a serial killer.
Hold your horses. Hold your horses. I mean, right now, yes.
I watch Criminal Minds, thank you. I've got my education.
And I watch CSI, but you know.
Criminal Minds was better.
That one scares it. Yeah. Anyways. Again, he was believed to be... to kill so many others, but wasn't proven.
Yeah.
So, again, in one of his letters, he claimed that 37, but they could only tie him to these so far. The Zodiac Killer sent several taunting phone calls and letters to the Vigil, California police. Vallejo. You have to also remember, I did these notes like a while back too.
Yeah, your guess is good enough. Sure. Yeah. Anyways,
letters include cutting messages.
Straight off to a good start, by the way.
Thanks.
Coming
I tried.
Back. No, no.
No. Mm-hmm. The letters include cutting messages, gloating in the infamous Zodiac Killer signature of the circle with the two, basically like the cross kind of thing, two perpendicular lines over it. Okay. There. Sorry. I had to shut up. The signature resembled the crosshairs of what you would use as to, like, the firearms.
Yes.
The authorities had several suspects in their sights over the course of the case,
mm-hmm.
which, by my understanding, they had at least maybe, like, 100.
100 suspects?
Yeah.
How do you get any suspects with this MO?
That's a good question on that one. But well, no, just hold your horses.
Okay, I'm waiting.
But one fit the bill better than the others. Okay, so Arthur Lean Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, who was Arthur Lean Allen? Arthur was a California school teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He was sent to the... He was sent to a state hospital in 1975 for child molestation. Okay.
Okay.
He just basically had mommy issues. I mean,
he touched kids and they sent him to a state hospital instead of, okay, because it's a sickness.
Yeah. He lived with his mom well into his middle age. Mom supported him or supported his and gave him everything he like a boat and cars, but still resented her.
Okay.
So again, mommy issues. He never remarried. Words.
Yes, yes. Words.
He never married and was known for having a proscutuate. Yeah. He just really liked young children for years. Sorry, I can't read my notes or words.
Okay.
But he really liked young children for years until he was hospitalized.
Should have been castrated, but
yeah,
that's just me.
It's not very clear why he was the first suspect,
mm-hmm.
but they just suspected him. And then Sergeant John Lynch first started investigating Allen on October 6th of 1969.
Okay.
Okay. Lynch questioned Allen about his whereabouts on the day Brian and Cecil was attacked.
Mm-hmm.
Allen said he was gone free diving at Salt Point Ranch that day before and then drove back home September 27th between 2 and 4:30 p.m.
Okay.
Okay. He couldn't recall if his parents were home or not, so no one could back up his alibi. 5 days after Lynch talked to Alan, Stein was found dead.
Oh.
There wasn't enough info to attach Alan to the murder, but was still a suspect. He was left alone until a former friend, Donald Cheney, and Cheney's boss partner, business partner, Santo Paul Perez, came forward on July 15th of 1971. They voiced their suspicions that they had of Alan being connected to the Zodiac Killer.
Really?
Yeah. They had their suspicions for some time. Mm-hmm. Is this now they're finally coming? Jenny and Alan used to go hunting together. On several occasions, Alan said some strange things and eventually made Jenny suspicious of him. Alan asked Jenny if he've ever thought about hunting people.
I could be suspicious.
Allegedly, Alan went on talking about how he would do it. How he would go to the well-known Lover Lane and attach a flashlight to his revolver so he could aim better. Aim better.
So I'm going to write a book that says, if I would have done it, this is how I would have done it. Which is exactly how it was done. But I didn't do it. You're not getting the reference.
No, I got the reference. Okay. It's just...
Yeah, no, it... The dude who really wrote the book that did that, though, while he was in jail.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah. He also made the comment that it would be harder for the police to get him because he would do it all of this without a motive. The most chilling was how he said he would sign the letters. And in 2002, Alan was cleared because the DNA did not match. Oh, I got more.
I was going to say.
Again, my notes were scattered because I was getting prepared to do like a whole nother research on a whole different topic.
Oh.
So
this is where you got bored. Yeah.
Yeah, this is where I got bored.
What else you got?
Well, now it goes into my lovely YouTube. If y'all should just watch it. I mean, I'm going to still talk about it, but...
Well, yeah, but we're here to share.
I know. Y'all need to watch The Hunt of the Zodiac Killer.
Mm-hmm.
It's on YouTube. You can watch. It's like a 5-episode. They only have one season on there. Yeah. But it's off the History Channel.
Yeah. I remember when History Channel first aired that.
Oh, my God. I going into, like, the third or so episode, mm-hmm. I was definitely, like...
So you finished that season before...
I finished it before, and I was rewatching it.
So, just to go back, you got bored of the Zodiac Killer.
I thought he would be more interesting.
Okay, so we haven't even gotten to the important part about the Zodiac Killer.
And that is what?
Oh, now we get to talk about that?
Well, yes.
Hold on, let me switch a camera cam. And have at it. The floor is yours.
But no, in the series, I'm going to butcher his name, and I'm...
We're shocked. Okay, I'm done.
I would... Sal Labrera. He earned the nickname the L.A. Murder Cop after working a great 35 years in the LAPD or LAPD. With the LAPD, he has like 6,000 homicide cases that he like solved.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah. And then his partner in it is a former FBI task force, Ken Mains. He's awarded the cold case, or the title of a cold case solver, too. He doesn't have really, probably, like, that big of reputation as Sal, but it's still impressive.
Well, I mean, a dude that solves cold cases.
Well, I mean, he even says it's not really cold cases. They call them cold cases.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just really unsolved. And he, well, yeah.
I mean, okay.
Okay. They also believe that the code Z340 mm-hmm. that the Zodiac wrote
mm-hmm.
hides his name.
Z340.
Yes.
Hides his name.
It hides his name. It's this big, long piece of paper that has nothing but, like, jumbled letters, signs, mm-hmm. bullshit kind of thing. KPS. Sorry. But it's just this long letter that no one mm-hmm. can crack. There's, like, four codes
for the cipher.
Well, no, there's like four codes throughout like serial killer history
mm-hmm.
that no one could break, and the Z340 is one of them.
Until
now.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
We'll get to that.
I was going to ask if you actually got that far into your research.
I didn't go back to that. I know I needed. I was wanting to.
Wanting to.
I know.
Should have constituted to you doing
I
so.
I did be doing so, but.
Because now we're going to have to come back to this.
That's fine.
Okay.
Whatever. No. But, okay, so the Z30 claims that has his name hidden somewhere in it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the Zodiac killer actually claimed his first victim, Sherry Joe Bates, in Riverside, California, in 1966.
So, 2 years before...
Yep, 2 years and, like... 400 miles from where his original.
So, the Zodiac. Well, that's not good.
Mm-mm.
Oh, they're coming down our road.
There's a nice fire truck, too.
Okay, now that the emergency is out of the way. Yeah.
But yes, Sherry Joe Bates has happened 400 miles and 2 years earlier than they expected. And the only reason that they could connect the Zodiac killer to her is because of the letter
mm-hmm.
that he sent to, like, the press and to her family.
Nice.
Yeah. But this time, instead of his signature circle with the two pearl lines. Mm-hmm. He does this like weird little Z at the end.
Okay.
So, how he does it is he disabled her car.
Okay,
so he comes over to her and says that he wants to help her out and shit. Crap. Hi. And we were worried about you.
Yeah, we were worried about me. I hope Facebook doesn't throw us into jail.
My bad. He came to help her, but he ended up just taking her down this alley. Mm-hmm. Where there were two houses down this alley that were abandoned, and just kills her right there. See her. So, with this team, Sal and Ken, they also have a whole nother team of like these really smart guys.
Uber smart.
They're
big boss brains.
They're the ones that does like all of our coding and stuff. They're putting everything that they find into this computer.
Okay.
This computer is called Carmel. Her job is to think like a serial killer.
In the 60s?
No, that's today.
Oh. That's terrifying.
Right. So,
hold on. Do you want Skynet? Because this is how you get Skynet, okay? Come. No, I'm done.
Again, this series was awesome. And just to see how they used Carmel was pretty cool. Because, like, they were already putting information in to her, so, like, for what they already knew before they started this investigation again. And the more that they found out like newer stuff, they were still putting it in so they could think she could just think like her more. So I mean, to the Z-340, she found some similarities. She was finding so much just because of all this new information that they were bringing into light. So,
I like seeing you get excited about this, although it terrifies me in the same breath.
Right.
That you're getting excited about AI being able to kill us. Oi, I'm going to teach you how to be a serial killer.
Right.
Okay. That's a good idea.
I'm just going to watch Criminal Minds and more CSI just to get away with it. Kidding. But also, with Carmel, it was helpful to show the similarities between the Riverside letter and more of the Zodiac killer letters. Because there's one letter that he wrote, and with the Riverside letter, like, he misspelled the word twitch.
Twitch.
Yeah.
How do you misspell twitch?
He left out a T.
Witch.
Shut up.
Twitch? Okay.
Either way, with both letters, he misspelled twitch. He uses in two different letters, too, or with another letter in that one, the word squirm.
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 Seriously?
Yeah.
So twitch and squirm.
It's what they are tying him into.
That's how they're tying the two letters together?
Yeah.
Okay.
again, just the way that he uses them in, like, the sentences is uncanny.
Okay.
So.
Is that the word you want to use?
I want to say yes, but I don't know. Shush. But with the Riverside, they were connecting it with a Ross Sullivan.
Okay.
So they connected with Ross Sullivan because he worked at the library that she was last seen at. And everyone kind of had a funny feeling.
Everybody kind of just pointed at him. He's too quiet. Yeah. He's shifty. His eyes are closed.
The thing is, too.
Beady. Weasel face looking.
You're done.
Yeah, I'm done.
When you have, like, Ross Sullivan's picture with, like, the description of the Zodiac Killer. Oh,
now that's uncanny.
They.
That's an uncanny resemblance. Is that what you were going to say?
Sure.
The eyewitness description kind of fit what Ross Sullivan looked like?
Yes.
Okay.
With the Zodiac Killer, they found boot prints, like at the crime scenes, that was only issued to military.
Oh, go figure. Yeah, I'm serious. Go figure.
With Ross Sullivan...
He was a vet?
He wasn't a vet, but he had boots that were issued from the military. He had, like, the whole description of, like, looking military-like with the long coat, military pants,
so he didn't have military... He didn't have, quote-unquote, military history, but he fit the part.
Well... They're assuming that he, the Zodiac Killer, at least, has military experience. Okay.
Okay.
And we'll get to that in a second. But.
We're starting to get into a long episode here.
I thought that's what you wanted.
Kind of. Sure.
Well, you always. Okay. Whatever.
I know. I always give you crap about the short episodes.
You do. But, again, he fit more the description, and he, since he worked at the library, because they figured it had to be someone that kind of worked at the library, because the library used one of the homes that was abandoned as, like...
Storage?
Yeah. So someone there that knew that they were abandoned had to feel comfortable
with going there.
Yeah. And then even after her death, like, he disappeared for, like, 3 days. And then when he returned, he had, like, a whole different wardrobe going on.
I would assume then within 3 days somebody would change their clothes.
Yes, but not when you're, like, that was
your look. That was your look. Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you completely change your look.
Yeah.
Like.
So going from the jock boy to the e-boy.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
But then, even after her death... He still moved up into the San Francisco area.
So, when who we're talking about?
Ross Sullivan?
No. The girl.
Sherry Joe Bates. Okay,
Sherry. Yeah. So after Sherry was killed, and Ross disappeared for 3 days, comes back. And everybody was pointing at Ross, going, "Hey, this dude. They didn't interrogate him or anything. They just, I'm out.
I don't think they could really, like...
Pin him on anything?
Pin him on anything.
But, I mean, it was the 60s, so...
Because, I mean, even in the...
Well, no, it was the 60s. They didn't need... They didn't need much.
Well, I mean, even, like, now they still took, like, the pants that she wore. And there was, like, a blood stain that's, like, no forensics has touched.
Well, that's because in the 60s they didn't have the forensics that we have today.
But now they actually, they tested that spot. Mm-hmm. It came back as there was blood.
Yeah.
Sal can believe it was whoever killed her.
Yeah.
It wasn't her blood. It was whoever killed her. Uh-huh. Which, I mean, they don't have the Zodiac's DNA on file, so they can't really...
compare the two.
Yeah.
No.
So, I mean, again, the whole season is just so fascinating. Mm-hmm. And the further and further you get, because they also break part of the code to where they find a bomb. Now the bomb is actually gone.
They find a bomb?
Well, in the litter, it claimed that there was supposed to be a bomb.
Okay.
The Zodiac Killer wanted or mentioned in like one of his letters.
I know.
It just looks like you're getting bored now.
No, I'm not bored. I'm not bored.
How heartless he was and chilling it is. He talked about how he wanted to blow up one of the tires off a school bus. And as the kiddies walk off the bus,
pick them off. And that was in the letter?
Yeah.
Well,
I mean,
it never happened.
It never happened. And that's why the police kind of...
So I'm kind of curious if he would have... If somebody in the time, at that time, would have cracked the code then, and he finally figured out that they cracked the code or whatever, if he would have actually gone through with it.
Probably.
Because we've gone over, like, BTK, Zodiac, axe murder of New Orleans. These guys that write to the... Even Jack the Ripper, which I can't remember if we've...
I don't think we've done Jack yet.
But it's one of those things that serial killers, there's something not right with them, obviously. And to taunt and write to the police and going, oh, you're never going to catch me.
It's just, again, like the BTK. Killer. It's just another narcissistic trait.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They're just full of themselves and thinking that.
Oh, absolutely. And the thing is, though, is that, well, we brought up BTK a lot. It took him how long before he got caught?
A while.
30 years.
Yeah, a while.
30 years. Because didn't he get caught back in 2014?
I think so. I had to go back to my notes.
But what I'm saying is it took him a while. And I mean, shoot, freaking, who did they just catch here recently? I think it was the Green River Killer. It was the beginning of the year last year.
No, well, I mean, it's
2019. It was the beginning of 2019.
Still, this is a cold case for like 50 plus years now.
Oh yeah.
I mean,
that's what I'm saying is that these dudes or girls, because there's still so many theories about Jack the Ripper being a woman and, you know, and all this stuff.
But the thing with the Zodiac Killer at this point is even with the show, I mean, this is still back somewhat early 2000s, mid 2000s. Oh, yeah. after I watched that, and I mean, we kind of put a stop to this, it was then I got that breaking news
about the cipher being cracked.
Yeah. And I mean, this is what, still years?
Oh, yeah. No. This is, I mean, we're looking at 80 years.
Yeah.
80 years that this dude has gotten away with every bit of it.
So going back onto the topic.
Yeah. Let's get back to the story.
With the 340, they're highly suggesting he is military trained. Just because of, like, the circles and, like, the flag kind of things in the letters. There's a company that they are tying them to, which I don't remember, nor do I kind of want to say right now, because it's tied to the government still today.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, don't defame. Just.
Yeah.
Keep going.
But they're with, they use those codes, like the circles, to say how far, like, their progression of, like, the task at hand. So they are tying them with him. And that was only, like, you only at the time of, like, the Zodiac Killer, High Rain. Back in the 60s, 70s, you only knew those codes if you worked within that building and was had enough high clearance
to have that access.
Yeah. They didn't release any of the, like, the circles and shit until later 70s.
Yeah.
So the time that he was doing all this, yeah, you had to have the high clearance, the military training for that. With the flags, that was more of a Navy kind of thing. I can't remember what mountain. I didn't write that down. But there is a base on the mountain that we send out, like, weather codes and stuff that use that. Well, that's where the bomb was supposed to be, is near this mountain, because they also did, like, kids had, like, little tours kind of thing. So that's where they were thinking the bomb was going to be. He was going to pick off.
Yeah.
In which they finally figure out the site, which looked like someone digged up something.
Okay.
So they think
80 years later?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, anybody could.
Well, again, well, yeah. But again, right now, their biggest suspect is the Ross Sullivan.
Yeah.
They tie him more to, with the stationery shop that he lived not far from. And there are some similarities to how that stationery, like, advertised.
Yeah.
To, like, some of the Zodiac's taunting letters.
Okay.
So, it's not really looking good for Ross Sullivan at this point.
But Ross Sullivan's dead.
Well, now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they have another suspect, was Lauren Ken, or Lawrence Ken.
Yeah.
Which he also fit.
Fit the bill.
He fit the bill. He had the military training. But they're also connecting the Zodiac Killer to another murder that happened, like, way more north than in the San Francisco area. Again, the episode, the series is...
It's a good series.
It's a good series. After watching, they're long though, but watching, like, the third one and seeing how close they're getting. Because even towards the end of the fifth episode, they're like, I cracked it. one of the guys cracked the code.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you see, like, how they don't explain how that he cracked the code or what the code says or anything, but you could see him and the head guy talking, and it's like, I mean, this is mind-blowing, and the excitement off of it is just amazing to watch. And then they even take it higher. They want to make it public.
Whoa.
But just not yet, because they're not for sure yet.
Well, yeah, no, you want to run the cipher a couple times
first,
make sure. But even still, though, it's been 80 years.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I would think that by now
he's got to be dead. I mean, because if you look at it, so this took place in 66. We're looking at a military dude that had high clearance, allegedly, that had high clearance in a certain base right there in the San Francisco Bay Area, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So to have such a high clearance in the military at that time, you're looking late 20s, early 30s, roughly. Because you got to go, you know, even if you get in 18, you still got to work your way up, you know. And even then you could go in at 16 and work your way up. But to get to that clearance.
Yeah, it would still take some time.
It would take time. And even if not 30s, mid-20s, so 25-ish. So we're looking at, say, 25 to 35. Okay, and that's in the 60s. Now, we're 80 years later. This dude, if he's still alive, is knocking around 105 to 115. Yeah. So I hate to say it, I think he's dead. Will it be nice for closure? Sure. I mean, the victims' families have had three generations after the incident. So there's that. And it would be nice to know who it was, absolutely. But the biggest key is to break the code.
Oh, yeah. Because I think the biggest thing is, like, if you could break this code, you could break a lot more.
You could, but...
Because the thing is with him and this code, too, was not just his military experience with it, but he was just reading books from, like, the library.
Oh, no.
I know. Someone to get rid of. Yes.
Somebody that read? Oh, we got to get rid of all the books. We can't have that.
Well, I mean, that was what started.
I'm sorry. You're shocked.
I know.
You're shocked towards it. It's just... No.
It was,
he read books at a place where books are kept. Sorry, I'm being mean.
You are.
But come on.
But the thing is, that's what started, I don't want to say his thrive to kill, but...
Oh, just, so books are leading to killing now. It's not the video games, it's not Metallica, it's books. Catch on the run.
I'm done. As I look at your...
Spanish Inquisition. I mean, we can keep going.
Edgar Allan Poe.
Yeah.
As I look at all your books over there.
Yeah.
Murder is heartless.
Yeah, the murder on Rue Street is a great story. Anyways.
Anyways.
So, away from your astoundment that...
Someone read books and actually learned something?
Somebody that read books and used it to their power to kill. Love you.
No, you don't.
I do.
It's fine. It's fine.
Anyways.
I know. I'm sorry, I have an edge, and at least I have another shirt underneath.
Fired.
Fair enough.
Okay, so what else? Is that it? Is that all you got?
That's all I got. I mean, we would probably We'll definitely have to come back to this.
Yeah, because...
Since they cracked the code.
Since they cracked the code. You know, that happened 2 years ago. Year ago. Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm slow on news.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, well, bad. No. At least they cracked it.
That's okay. This episode's been long, so...
Well, again, you always make fun of me because...
I know. And I appreciate... Hey, you did good. You did good. I am astounded that to learn that books make people kill.
So, lesson learned, kids. We don't read books anymore.
Because
we don't want to kill
people. No, don't do that. We are not going to be those people. We are not going to be those people. Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow. All right, ladies and gentlemen, everybody in between. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Like I said, we're back. For how long, we don't know. For how consistent, we don't know. Because we've already had a bad start. But we're back. And we're going to keep trying at it.
I've tried.
Hey, no. I meant my lie about me lying. This was supposed to be out 2 days ago. A day ago.
I know.
And...
It's probably going to be 2 days, if not longer.
Yeah, no, it's probably going to be 2 days. We're recording this on the 27th, and I'm looking at the time. It's probably going to be the 28th when it gets released, so. It's depressing. We suck at our job. I suck at my job, so.
Well, we just suck at doing this job.
Yeah, but we're going to get back into it. We're going to keep doing this. We love doing this. We love that you guys love this. We appreciate that. And so, for the wrap-up, again, we would love to hear from you. So, shoot us an email over at squatch.stories.shack@gmail.com.
I know it's been a while.
It's been a while, yeah. You can go over to anchor.fm. And find Squatch Stories there. You can leave us an email, or you can leave us a message. You can leave us a voice message. I'd love to hear your voices. Hit us up on Facebook at Squatch Stories, which, I mean, you know where it is. You're watching this here. Go check us out on YouTube at the Squatch Shack. That's the channel name. Yeah. Guys, we're gonna try harder as we fail. But why do we get back? What do we do when we fall?
We get right back up.
We get right back up, and that's what we're gonna do. Dang it! So we're gonna come at you guys. Like I said, the consistency. It may not be weekly. We might have to do it bi-weekly at first and see where we can go from there. But again. We're glad you guys stuck around. We're glad you guys clicked the video. So wherever you hear the podcast, give us a like, review, 5 stars.
Maybe.
3 stars. Be honest. Just know that 1 stars.
We see you.
We see you. Talking about you, Rudy_orange12. Yeah, I saw what you read. I saw what you put, man. It's not cool. Or chick. Doesn't matter. It's not. It was very unprofessional. Very impolite.
You're just making shit up now.
I am. I don't lie. I tell stories.
Yeah, I know.
Hold on. There we go. Because this show's called I'm Squatch. It's called, say it with me. It's called
I'm not going to say it with you.
Squatch stories. Thanks, guys. We appreciate it. We love you. We'll talk to you later.
Rude.
You're in your bed dad jokes.